www.ifpod.us.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. The Labor Department's April employment report is due out this morning.
Most economists expect the April jobs report to show a gain of 180,000. That would be the smallest monthly gain since December of 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic. It could also be a sign that the job sector, which remains strong despite increased pressure on the economy, including persistent inflation, may finally be showing signs of strain.
ABC's Daria Albinger. The U.S. ambassador to Russia visited Paul Whelan, where he is being held in a remote detention facility. He's been detained there for 4 years. The death toll from the deadly tornado in Mississippi in March has climbed to 22. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency says the person died after being hospitalized from injuries. Authorities in New York City say they are weighing criminal charges against a subway rider who placed another rider in a deadly chokehold. Video of that confrontation has sparked protests across the city. This is ABC News. BMW says the risk to some of its customers is dire as the company issues a do not drive order for some of their most popular sedans and SUVs. ABC's Mike Dubusky.
If you own a 3 Series, 5 Series, or X5 made between 2000 and 2006, BMW says stop driving it immediately and go get the airbag replaced. That's because they have an extremely high probability of failure during a crash. This stems from a defect in the Takata-made airbag. Drivers who have an open recall notice can get replacement parts for free through their dealer, as well as free towing or mobile repair. 90,000 vehicles are covered in this recall. Takata first came under scrutiny for defective airbags 10 years ago. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Family Dollar voluntarily recalling a number of Advil over-the-counter pain medicine products because the company says they were stored at the incorrect temperature. The recall applies to tablets and gel capsules. There have been no reports of illness linked to the recall. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where is always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. on the Civic Media Network
and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. The Labor Department's April employment report is due out this morning.
Most economists expect the April jobs report to show a gain of 100.
Directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What should happen when someone gets caught saying something abhorrent and racist, but they're in the privacy of their own home and someone happens to be filming them? 844-967-2789. What do we do when people get caught saying vile things? Because it's upsetting to hear. I think for many of us, when you hear things like that, you can't imagine hearing it and laughing, let alone thinking it's a good idea to post it on the internet. But UW-Madison has found themselves between a rock and a hard place in handling a pretty awful situation that has conspired this week, where a video started circulating online on Monday of a sophomore at UW-Madison who, we're not going to play the video. It's available online if you want to go try to find it, but we're not going to play it. Is upset and intoxicated with something, and her friend's filming her, and she says some pretty awful stuff, uses racial slurs and fairly threatening, violent language against Black people. And as you can imagine, a lot of people are outraged. And yesterday, there was 200 or more students who had a civil protest on campus. That the universities received thousands of complaints about this video. And the UW-Madison's response at first was pretty flat. But they are in a legal bind as far as what they can and cannot do in response to this video. And, you know, it doesn't always happen in our backyard in Wisconsin on campus, but it's not new as far as when we see some of these videos that go viral of people doing awful things. And the First Amendment protects us to not be arrested when we say awful things. It does not protect us against getting kicked off of Twitter, does not protect us from getting kicked off of other, losing our job, because right. That has certainly happened to plenty of people when they've people get found and doxxed after they do awful things in public, and then their employer gets tagged, and all of a sudden they are no longer employed at that place.
That's a private company.
It's a private company. And so for now, though, the university is saying they cannot expel her. And so the question is, what happens? What happens when someone is caught saying something abhorrent and racist, and whose rights get prioritized and whose comfort gets prioritized? 844-967-2789. Jane, how do you feel?
It's tough. Again, free speech. You can say those things. Is it the right thing? No. My bigger thing is, I want to know how someone so young can have so much hatred at such a young age. That I find really frightening.
Yeah. It's, and also the visualization, because we're not going to play the video, but basically she insinuates how she would force black people to pick cotton until their body died out. And so it's pretty specific and graphic and awful. And I would say from the start, I don't know how to say this without sounding incredibly cheesy, but it's just like my, as far as whatever empathy and sympathy I can send to the like UW-Madison black community and the students there who are already 4% of the population of the demographic breakdown at Madison. And it's a school that has been, as the UW system is entire, you know, for most of them, is trying to figure out how to increase diversity and how to make the kids who come from minority backgrounds or first generation students succeed and do well on campus. And this isn't helping.
No. It certainly isn't.
And so I understand the outrage and the protests and the, you know, they basically camped out in Mnuchin's office and waited, and like they demanded to see her. And she was in there for about 20 minutes trying to talk to them. And they have a list of demands that they will see where it goes today. But I think they're planning, certain groups are organizing and planning to protest again today and see which of their demands can be met as far as an apology. But the big one is getting this young woman expelled. And I legally, I don't know if the UW-Madison can do that. It's from the reporting that I've seen so far, and the Daily Cardinal did a really good job, which is one of the two newspapers at UW-Madison, and I'm sure they're going to continue to cover this. But having different demands as far as what they would like to see happen. But I don't, from the sounds of it, I don't think they can expel her. But I think one of the things you and I talked on the phone in preparation for today that's interesting is, like, on the one hand, it's like, how do you change racists' minds? How do you work with them to move beyond these abhorrent beliefs that they hold? But is that giving them too much credit that you get, they get coddled after they're, you know, for holding such gross beliefs?
And I understand exactly where that's coming from. However, targeting this woman, expelling her, and again, targeting her is not going to educate her or change her. And unfortunately, I think that will only reinforce these beliefs that she already has. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY from the 715. They have that much hate, people like this girl, because that's what they've probably been taught all of their lives. Ignorance, racism, and all of that comes with it, are handed down generation to generation until someone finally starts to think and love for themselves and stand up against their own family and communities.
Yeah, I mean, that's that is very well said. But I also, because the stellar timing of all of this is the fact that this news was breaking and like the situation was happening and unfolding basically on the same day that the news of Robin Voss basically threatening the UW system to cut their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs if they didn't want their budget to be cut.
Yeah.
Happened on the same day. And the fact that this was both literally yesterday, both stories broke yesterday. And I'm not saying they're not connected, but they are, right? And it's to have both headlines stacked against each other is like, so we have something like this happening and we have students who are holding these beliefs and we're going to cut the diversity, inclusion, and equity stuff.
Because everything is fine.
Because we're saying that's indoctrinating people. And I get that it's not that simple as far as causation correlation, but it doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't look great to have them happen back to forth. Because this is the same point I had two months ago with Muskego and the Muskego High School basketball game that happened against Beloit. And my argument being like, this is why you have diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is why you have inclusive education. You learn about other people's experiences and you learn history and you learn more about different cultures because it becomes harder to hold these beliefs when you have more access to that history and to that knowledge, when you have more, you're surrounded by people who are not like you. And that is how you chip away at this stuff. And now there may be arguments that that's not what the DEI programs do. There may be other arguments as far as how effective are the DEI programs? Are they worth the money that's being spent? But that's not what Robin Voss is saying.
No.
Voss is saying, take that money and put it into nursing and engineering and things that will build the economy versus this program. And we know already that ALEC, the big organization, when Representative Hong and Representative Shelton went to their big conference, that was the next step, right? The next step was going to be, first it was CRT, and now it's getting rid of diversity. DEI mm-hmm. in general. And so there's two different things. Looking at the efficacy of these programs and challenging how they could do better is different than we're getting rid of them because they're indoctrinating kids and that money's better used somewhere else entirely.
And there's nothing wrong with looking to see if these programs are efficient and doing what they were designed to do.
Well, and also, the question is, what is their purpose? Is the purpose to recruit more kids of different backgrounds? Is it to make them feel comfortable once they're there and make sure that they're not dropping out because of a variety of different reasons that they have different obstacles than the average kid that's going to school right now? Is it to create a more inclusive environment as far as people who come in and they have their racist, bigoted beliefs challenged? And what you do in situations like this, as far as like, because, you know, like, I have no idea if this is going to happen, but my answer to this is like, she has to go through some anti-racism training.
How do you force that?
I don't know. I think if you want to stay, you have to. I don't know the legal parts of this. But if you do, we would love to hear from you. If you are a lawyer and could say what ramifications could the UW-Madison take? 844-967-2789. And I promise this is the only tough, rough topic of the day. The rest of the day is going to be really fun. I have a huge announcement at 11:30. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're asking the existential question of what do we do when someone gets caught doing or saying something that is bigoted and racist? And this is most directly in reaction to what's happening at UW-Madison this week with a student who was caught on, who her friend posted a video of her saying awful things. But this happens more often. You know, this is also happening simultaneously with outrage in Wausau, where there was a teacher there who used racial slurs against an openly gay Asian student. And the question, you know, what do you do with that teacher? And the community's reaction to what was or was not done. And we have not, and granted, you're never going to make anyone happy, but like, how do you deal with these kinds of, they're there. Like, you can't just ignore that they're not
and
there.
Pretend it doesn't happen.
And just suppress it. And instead of having open conversations about it. So I kind of tend to agree with you that, like, it requires more education. It requires more conversation. And
sit down and have a meal together.
Versus outright shunning. But I'm interested to see if someone pushes back on that as far as, like, you shouldn't coddle racist feelings.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. A recent guest of ours is joining us on the phone. Quentin, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, Quentin.
Hey, thanks so much. I just wanted to give a thought on this really important topic, if that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I worked and still volunteer at this, like, urban school in Milwaukee, and so I've been made aware of this cool program at UW-Madison called People, part of the DEI office, right? So basically, they track high school kids in Milwaukee and Madison public schools, and they keep them in state. They're like, hey, they provide guidance to keep them in state. They bring them to UW-Madison for college and then provide those kind of extra services to make sure that they graduate. So I checked their data after this all happened, and the results for this program, like graduation rates, are worse for those students who are in the program than the underrepresented students who are not in this program. So it just makes me wonder, we're paying for extra salaries, but, like, where are the results? And so to me, you just brought up the Wausau situation. To me, what actually helps integration is just integration. Madison could do what Texas did and just take the top students from every high school in the state, and they'd be more diverse and racially harmonious, you know, overnight. We could, you know, fix our K-12 schools so that way more students have access to UW-Madison. That would help fix things. What's changing things in Wausau is not a diversity officer. It's that 20% of the students are Asian. They're furious. And so now it's going to get fixed. So I think not saying that offices don't do great things, but ultimately you solve the problem of integration by just integrating.
By just actually integrating. And so do you, like, so when you say, when you think of like the DEI office, like is the, where is the goals between the acclimation and recruitment of more diverse students versus kind of in reaction to what's happening with the, this video, the curriculum as far as approaching racist beliefs that kind of like there's a lot, you know, there's obviously it was in the privacy of her own home, but you know, like, is that the part of DEI or is the DEI really more about the recruitment and trying to get more kids into the pipeline to go to college?
I think that there's not a clear, they do have ideas, but not necessarily clear goals or outcomes. And I think that's part of the issue. But I think we hear these stories and we think that that's what shapes opinions. I won't necessarily speak for any of the students I interact with at the school, but I can tell you that they're, the reason they don't want to go to UW-Madison is not because, you know, someone said a really horrible, racist, offensive thing. It's because they have really rough experiences in Milwaukee or greater Wisconsin. And they're like, why would I want to stay here when I could go to an HBCU or move to the Southeast where there are more people who have my experiences? So again, I just feel like you, that one flashpoint sticks out to us, but we're not speaking as a Lithuanian Italian, at least, I'm not living that experience every day. And so I think that's what sticks in kids' minds, not, you know, this horrible incident.
Thanks so much for the call. That was really, that's really good insight, Quentin. And I, that's really interesting as far as what he was saying, as far as like, well, why would I stay here?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, and I know that as far as Milwaukee in general, like the amount of people who are leaving Milwaukee, black people who grew up in Milwaukee and then like, I'm getting out of here.
And I'm not coming back.
I'm moving to Dallas. I'm moving to Atlanta. And we had a friend recently who is trying to write a book. He randomly picked us up in an Uber from the airport. And this is a guy who does not need to be driving Uber. And we're like, what are you doing, man? And he goes, and he's writing a book. And he's writing a book based on the conversations he's having in Uber rides and it's with the different passengers.
Interesting.
And he largely does it. He likes picking people up from the airport. It's a longer ride, depending on where they're going. But he also really likes picking people up on the north side of Milwaukee. And he said exactly what Quentin said, is the amount of kids he'll pick up there who are just trying to get out of Milwaukee.
Because their experiences are so bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure we've heard the end of this. I think we'll track this story as far as anything that goes on today. I would like to learn more as far as like the legally what can be done. And also how do you make things, I don't know, what's the next step forward? But
we're moving on.
We're moving on. We've been promoting this all week.
It's a kind of a tease.
A little bit of a tease.
Kind of a tease.
It's been a little bit of a tease. It's been something I've been sitting on for a while. We're excited to finally announce it. So we're going to come back. We may tease you a little bit more, talk about a little bit of different stuff, but we will, in the next segment, have the big announcement. If you have guesses of what that is, what you think we're going to tell you, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The search is over for a suspected serial stabber in a California college town. Davis officials announcing the arrest of 21-year-old former UC Davis student Carlos Dominguez in connection with three stabbings that left two dead, including a college senior just days from graduation.
Police describing the attacks as violent and brazen. The first killed David Bro, a beloved community member. The second stabbing claiming the life of 20-year-old UC Davis student, Kareem Abu Najam. His father, a professor at the school, says they regularly took the path his son was attacked on.
ABC's Melissa Adan. The FBI says one of the two inmates who escaped from a Virginia prison this week has been arrested in Mexico. The president will meet with his Investing in America cabinet today. The White House says they will discuss revitalizing American manufacturing, creating good-paying jobs, and rebuilding the economy. Vice President Kamala Harris is also slated to attend. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Do you need or want the government's help raising your kids? Specifically when it comes to curbing social media habits for your children, or do you think that's something that you can do on your own as a parent? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96
party.
It's interesting because I told Greg this at the break, Jane, but so that we played the video from this new Dove commercial that I'll link in today's show notes. It's really powerful.
It is, and it's definitely worth watching. And if you have a teenage daughter, sit down and watch it with her.
Yeah, and it's interesting, though, because I saw that Dove commercial that is both addressing eating disorders, attaching it to social media and being so young and kind of being obsessed with your body. My argument is that stuff was happening way before social media, mm-hmm. maybe not in the same numbers, but it was happening. And then, at the end, it asks you to go support the Kids Online Safety Act. And not 2 days later, after I saw this Dove commercial, I stumbled upon a young woman's TikTok account, and mostly I stumbled upon it because she's in college and she crochets or knits like vivaciously, ferociously.
Good word.
Ferociously.
Ferocious knitting.
While she's prodigiously. While she's in her college classes. And she talks about having autism, and it helps her concentrate to keep her hands busy while she's talking, like while she's in class. And of course, then I go through, she did something funny. So I go to her account, come to realize it's the girl from the Dove commercial. And she has like 200,000 followers on TikTok. And she started a company called, I just had it up, Shop Purple Pear. Which is, she knits scarves and she knits like comfort stuffed animals and stuff. And so she's turned her hobby, her obsession, as she calls it, that she gained during her inpatient program. So while she was in her eating disorder inpatient program, she caught on that some of the other girls in the program, to keep their hands busy and calm their anxiety, they would get really into knitting or crocheting. So she got into it. She became obsessed with it. She does it while she's in college. There's another video where she has like a 4.0. So she seems to be doing really well now. But my point is, it feels almost disingenuous of the Dove commercial to end with this Kids Online Safety Act, where now this young woman who's the centerpiece of that ad is still very much using social media. She's using social media for good. She's being creative on it. She's having fun with it. She's using her small business to promote her small business using it. And so it's just a little like, again, I come back to, by just curbing social media, are we actually tackling the mental health issues that kids are facing? Is it just a scapegoat versus digging a little bit deeper? Because later in today's show, we're going to talk about the fact that the Surgeon General came out that loneliness is now an epidemic in our country, that over half of U.S. citizens are suffering from loneliness. And he's literally, as a health epidemic, has said loneliness is a huge problem, and it's as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day to your health. So we're going to talk about that in the last hour.
So you're saying I can smoke 15 cigarettes a day?
I don't think that's the message, Greg.
But I'm just saying, if it just feels like this is not going to be a silver bullet.
This is what I was talking about, though, in the last segment. This is a Band-Aid, a poorly placed Band-Aid. This is a gaping wound we need to address, and we're not going to. And Republicans are like, yeah, social media, that's the problem. Bye, check out. I did my work for today.
And, I was having this conversation with my sister-in-law last night about some people that we know who refuse to have their kids get tested for autism.
God, why?
And we were talking about just in general some parents who were like, I don't want to deal with it. And it's like that almost like when we say with the Band-Aid stuff of, well, if we blame social media, then we don't have to have the harder conversations of what's really going on. And I use the autism thing because it's like, well, if we don't get tested, then we don't have to deal with it. Because it won't be there. And so if there's deeper things going on where a young woman or a young guy is susceptible to harming themselves, to eating disorders, to there's an underlying insecurity that is going on that is exploited by looking at pictures and comparing yourself to others and all the stuff that social media does. Just taking the phone away doesn't necessarily heal those things.
And that right there, what you're saying about the parents is like, it's not the kids then. It's the parents we need to educate.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it, we need to.
Well, and I think as well, this is yet another diversion. And as you said, Kristen, it's putting all of the onus on social media. And that way we don't have to fund any mental health.
Nah.
Which they cut.
Yeah. Right. Which, at least here in Wisconsin, has been cut from Governor Evers' budget. So, again, let's put it all on social media. And if we do this, that's going to fix everything. And now we don't have to invest in mental health resources in our schools.
Yeah, it's shameful. My sister used to be a caretaker, and she can spot autism a mile away. She works with kids. Oh yeah, and she had parents who had two. When I say low functioning, I was around them once. These kids were so low functioning. They couldn't speak. They could barely they just existed. It was so sad to watch. And the worst part of it is that both of these parents refused to admit that there was anything wrong. They honestly thought that these kids who couldn't speak, who had to be fed, were just going to snap out of it one day. They were so oblivious. Not oblivious. Refusing to, in denial that their kids needed help, that it was just like, my sister's like, I can't take care of them anymore because I can't do anything without their permission, without parents' permission, without help from them, and they're not helping me. I can't help these kids. Mm-hmm. So like, we're talking about this matter here. We need to take care of the children. We need to educate them. We need to take care of their mental health. We also need to talk to the parents.
Yeah.
The parents are the more important portion of this. Because if the government's stepping in, there's an argument to be made to say, well, then because the parents aren't doing anything. Sorry, parents out there. That's not what I'm saying. That's what it looks like from the outside as someone who doesn't have kids. If the government has to step in, this isn't about the children. It can be said that it's about the parents.
Well, and it's interesting. Yesterday we had Oriana Carey, who is the CEO of the Coalition for Children, Youths, and Families, which is they basically support foster families and adoption and stuff in Wisconsin. And part of becoming a foster parent is you have to go through training.
Yeah.
You have to get trained on situations and how to handle it. And she said that's sometimes a sticking point because people are like, well, I raised my kids. Like, why do I have to go through training? And she makes the joke. She's like, well, I have a 19 and a 25-year-old. And I wish I would have had a little bit more help of telling me what to do. Because it is, it's like, if you have your biological children, it's on your shoulders. Yeah. And it also goes back to, I think, to what Jane was saying, is like, it takes a village. You know, if there's times, and this is why, like, having good teachers, having resources at schools, having funding at schools, of when you send your kids off and there's a community of people who, you know, ideally, hopefully, are invested in the well-being of your child. And when they're not comfortable talking to you about a thing, don't you wish that they had someone else, another adult, another trained adult in their life they could talk to? But like, we need funding for those things too, to have a circle of trust around these children.
But and what they're doing now is cultivating a society that says if anyone does anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, not your child, but you uncomfortable, then you get to say, I'm the parent. I raise the child. Well, okay, cool. Take them out of school. You take it all on then yourself because you entered into this contract. When you have children, you put them in society. There's a group of people raising them. And just because they make you feel uncomfortable, you, the parent, not the child, you uncomfortable. If you don't like it, then you know what? It's all yours now. You get to have it. Lunch is at 11:30. There you go. Enjoy your day.
But, you know, again, I want to leave room for the fact that we are not parents and we have a lot of opinions.
That I know of.
That you know of.
Sorry.
But we're talking about whether or not you want the government's help when it comes to social media. 844-967-2789. Because likely there's going to be a bill introduced and voted on as far as kind of modeling off of the bill that it was passed in Utah that has a bunch of limitations on what minors can do on social media without their parents' consent. And to me, it just kind of... And, you know, the other thing that it made me think of, because I heard David Steffen, who's the lawmaker introducing all this on a different radio program, and he was talking about how many parents he's talked to who are just like, we're at our wit's end and we have no tools and we don't like, and
take their phones away.
And it was things like that where it's like, I'm also trying to think, and I go back to the parents who are saying, we need help with childcare. We can't afford to put both of our kids in childcare. So now one of us isn't working, and then you're all complaining about the workforce and stuff like that. But like that falls on deaf ears. So it's like, which parents is this guy talking to that is a, from a select demographic that this is their biggest problem when it comes to parenting their kids? That's also the thing that I'm thinking about of like his district, the upper to middle class white parents that he talks to, and it's not necessarily the full scope of all the different things that parents are struggling with right now.
I'm also very hesitant to believe anybody who says, I've been talking to parents or I've been talking to people. I mean, sure. Cool. I'm sure you've been talking to people. I talk to people. I'm just, whenever I'm talking to parents all the time and they're saying things. Excellent. What are their names? Where do they live? Well, not where they live, but you know what I mean? Like I want some.
Track them down.
Yeah. I want to look at their homes. You got a bidet?
But I do think, certainly from the way my parents parented compared to the way parents parent now, my parents weren't my friends and they didn't want to be my friends and they didn't care if I was mad at them. And I don't think that parents parent that way anymore. But
I slightly disagree with that. Just because, once again, I use my sister as an example. She's got a 21-year-old and a, oh my God, an 18-year-old in a few days. I don't disagree, Jane. I think there are some parents, but I unfortunately think that those some parents then become the spotlight of that and become the national model of like helicopter bad parenting. Oh my God, they want to be best friends. My sister could give two whatevers about being her kid back then. She wants to be friends with her kids now because they're adults.
Sure.
But back when they were kids, oh my God, it was my way or the highway. I am the parent. You are the child. So I do think those parents still exist. It's we just don't talk about them because it kind of is the, I don't want to say the standard, but it's like, all right, that's how parenting is. It's these parents who are like, I want to be friends with my kids. That then all of a sudden like, oh, all parents are like that. Not all parents are like that. It's
I'll give you that.
It's
sure.
A new, it's a different way of parenting. And I don't want to say it's good or bad because once again, not a parent that I know of, but just those parents still exist, and I know one. I could call her right now.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this conversation. You got a roundup for us?
I got such a roundup.
So we got Greg's roundup of what we missed.
I got a tagline for it now, too.
Ooh-wee. So stick around to listen to some jokes by Greg when it comes to the news. But you're always welcome to join the conversation. 844-967-2789.
Pardon.
We'll be right back.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we just announced that my husband and I are very excited that we are going to be having a baby.
Yay!
In October. Well, unless she's early or late, but the due date is October 4th, 5 months exactly from today, and we could not be more excited. But we are also taking calls from you, because this is my first kid. And so wanting to hear from you as any advice you have as far as what should we spend our money on when it comes to preparing for this kid? What should we know? What are we getting ourselves into? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
We have Paul from Franklin joining us. Thanks for calling, Paul. What do you want to share?
Sure. First off, congrats on the news.
Thank you.
Awesome. I got plenty of advice. My wife and I have twin boys who just turned one.
Oh, wow. So how tired are you?
You know what? You just kind of become numb to being tired. So I guess products, I would say it's kind of a gross product, but it's, I think, necessary. It's called a nose Frida. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I think I just learned about these.
Yeah, it's like it's a straw tube with a filter on it, and it's meant for sucking up boogers.
Nice.
But they work well. And we just actually bought an electric one, so we don't have to actually do the gross part of it. So I recommend that one even more. And then I would say skip the wipe warmer. Not necessary.
The what?
The kids get used to. They have a warmer for wipes, so the kid's not shocked by, like, cold wipes. But the cold wipes toughen them up, so I wouldn't worry about that. And then last piece of advice, when you're done delivering and you're in the hospital, take everything they give you in the room. You're already paying for it, so they'll leave diapers, wipes, medical stuff for you. Like, just take it all. And actually, at our hospital, I think they felt bad for us because we had two. So they, like, refilled the room before we left. So, yeah, bring a duffel bag that's empty just so you can load up before you go home.
That's really good advice.
That is great advice, Paul. That's excellent, excellent advice.
Yeah, no problem.
How's
I expect As Goes Wisconsin onesies, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. As Goes Wisconsin. Oh. That is, on our pregnancy announcement, Future Voter is the first onesie we got as a gift. And I was like, well, that's appropriate. Thank you so much for the call, Paul, and the advice.
That's great. And we have Papa Michael's on the phone. Hello, Michael Sampson.
Hello. I'm here at home with our son, Cliff, as well.
Our firstborn.
Your furry Cliff.
Your furry Cliff. Son.
Furry son. Congratulations, Michael. How are you feeling? Are you excited?
I am very excited, especially if we get gifts like booger suckers, so I can use that on myself.
Who knew there would be all these perks?
Exactly. It's me versus an infant, kind of the same thing.
And I just want to congratulate both of you for not doing a gender reveal that involved pyrotechnics or explosions or causing massive wildfires. I think that was really wise on your part not to do that.
Not to do that. We did not cause any harm.
No.
Actually, Mike, do you want to tell everyone what we did do when we found out that she's going to be a girl?
Gene, that would have been great show promo. Come on. I am big into sports cards, so we just did a gender reveal via cards. So my brother-in-law, we gave him a pink card and a blue card, and Kristen got to open a pack of cards and pronounce hockey player names.
I don't think I pronounced any of them correctly.
That's correct. Eventually got to the pink card. Baby girl.
Yeah, so, who was the pink card, sports card of? A Kiwi female wrestler?
Yeah, I don't even know.
We just know that it's a hot pink card.
There's like one pink card on eBay that I could find, and some WWE wrestler.
And I'm sure everybody's pestering you already about the name, and I know a lot of people like to keep that to themselves and play it close to the vest. Just a suggestion, because I believe this is the first civic media baby.
The first civic, there's people who work at civic media who have kids already, but this will be the first born into civic media since its existence,
exactly.
As far as I know.
Yes. So here's my thought. Jane Civic Bri Sampson.
What do you think, Mike?
Jane Sage or what?
Jane Sage.
That could work. I'm not against Jane Sage.
Jane Sage. Jane's been calling her Little Jane since for the last 18 weeks, and so she's planting that. She's pushing that hard.
Again, if you come to a wall and you just run out of thoughts, you can take it. You can take it.
My sister's middle name is Jane, so she's already been pushing that. So it's out there.
Two for two.
Two for two.
Two for two. I'm liking it.
All right. Well, you got any, Mike, what's the best advice you think we've gotten so far from people?
Oh, that last caller that called in, that's a pretty good stuff.
Pretty good stuff.
Preparing a duffel bag. Everything I'm just going to steal from the hospital, apparently.
But, you know, he makes such a good point in that you're paying for it anyway, and if you take it right,
yeah,
they're going to charge you for it, so you may as well load up on those diapers and stuff while you can.
It's like hitting a hotel card. I'm just going to be roaming around the hospital, grabbing as much as I can.
Until you get kicked out. So we're going to have to ask you to leave. All right, Mike, well, thanks for calling. We're very excited, and so I will see you later today, but for now, we still would love to get your advice, as we'll take it throughout the day. Probably could take it throughout the next 5 months.
Absolutely.
But this also just opens up a ton of different topics we're going to start being able to talk about on the show, including with our next guest. We're going to be talking about pregnancy, myths. So if you have questions, and I think just in general, any questions about women's health, we're going to be doing this all month long. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. So if you have advice for me, if you have questions for Dr. Kristen Lyerly, that is where we're going to spend most of the time in the next hour. But 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to have a very fun show. We started the hour on some pretty heavy stuff, but now may the fourth be with you, Jane.
There you go.
We're going to keep it rolling. All right, we have to go to the top of the hour news, but we'll be back after that. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 200...
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup. With natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is... perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The search is over for a suspected serial stabber in a California college town. Davis officials announcing the arrest of 21-year-old former UC Davis student Carlos Dominguez in connection with three stabbings that left two dead, including a college senior just days from graduation.
Police describing the attacks as violent